Let's Face the Issues, 5 p.m. Monday through Friday by Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University of Jacksonville, Florida. Dr. Youngblood, a biblical scholar and conservative theologian, deals with a variety of social, political, and moral issues, yet all biblical issues from a central biblicist's point of view. This call-in question and answer broadcast will provide you, the listener, with answers to questions that others have avoided. Remember, God's Word, the Bible, gives us the answers to life's questions and issues. Some of the issues we will address, allowing you, the listener, to call in and ask and respond to, are as follows. The dangers of Islam in America and around the world. What about abortion? The sin of homosexuality. Jacksonville and other cities facing the debate over open bathroom laws. Is Jesus really God? Could Jesus sin? The Second Amendment and the Christian. What about the coming Antichrist? Will America face war with Russia? How does Israel fit into prophecy? What is the real mark of the beast, 666? And multitudes of issues and topics. You're invited to tune in every day, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. to listen to Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood, and I'm prayerful that you will participate today with the dialogue and the discussion. You can call us at 904-401-1413 with your comments, your questions, your dialogue in reference to our discussion today. I am delighted that we can talk about things that's on the world scene and look at it from a biblical standpoint. It's what's called a central biblicist viewpoint, a biblical worldview, regardless of whether it's political or social or what is called political. There's nothing political, social, or spiritual. It's all under a biblical worldview. It's all, what does the Bible say? How should we live our lives? We are not to compartmentalize our lives, but live our lives as a whole that will please the Lordship of Jesus Christ in our lives. Jesus said himself, "Thy word is truth." The word of God does not contain the truth. It is the truth. The scripture also reminds us, the Lord Jesus Christ saying that we're to be salt and light. That means we are to get out of the shaker and get out of the closet, get in the world, and have an impact on the lives of those about us. Well, some of the things that's making worldwide news today, if you are not familiar with it, you've been in the closet and not listening, but the UK celebrates Independence Day today. What I mean by that, and they voted to pull out of the European Union. Some have had all kinds of cries about how devastating it's going to be and how bad it's going to be. Listen very carefully. They did then what we've done many, many years ago, and that is become independent. They have separated themselves, extricated themselves from the European Union so that they can have security over their own borders. They can make a determination on their own destiny for a nation standpoint. Let me just give us a little thought or two. Let's say with America, today we have the philosophy and the feeling by multitudes of the liberals and the socialists in the House and in the Senate. Some call them Democrats. Bernie Sanders at least was honest enough in his race to call himself a socialist. A socialist is simply a communist light, L-I-T-E. And we have a lot of those in our governmental system across the nation today. But picture European Union making a decision, ruling the UK out of Brussels. The European Union out of Brussels making the decision that is at the beck and call of the United Nations. And at least now that they've extricated themselves from that, yes, there'll be turmoil for a while. There'll be some ups and downs for a while. It will affect some of the American economic picture for a while. The stocks will go down for a while. By the way, I've said for the past several years, about 50% in the stock market is nothing but air. It is air that needs to be deflated, that we can get back to the basics of the value of a share of stock in whatever denomination it may be. But what if in Jacksonville, Florida, we can understand it on a local level, what if for Jacksonville we have our city council that comes up with the legislation. The legislation is voted on. It's passed. The citizens are satisfied. But no, that's not the final decision. We've got to send it to some bureaucratic group in, let's say, Atlanta. Atlanta sits there and they say, well, you know, this thing is not affecting us, and I really don't see any problem with this, this, and this. Let's just overrule this and make this as the regulation. And the folks down in Jacksonville just got to live under it. That's what they'd gone through in living under the European Union and making the decisions for them as a nation. I'm delighted. I'm thankful that they've made a determination. Donald Trump said this morning, by the way, that the UK has taken its freedom back. Its nation has been taken back. And now it's time to take America back. You know, I agree wholeheartedly with that statement. I agree that America must take a stand. We must defend our borders. We must say yes to the leadership that's going to take a stand for that which is honorable and godly and right for our nation. We must have leadership in Washington and Tallahassee and here in Jacksonville, Florida, that looks out for we the people and not simply looking out for a backroom deal, smoke-filled room where they've been with the lobbyists and with the power brokers. And we've got enough of those in Jacksonville to fill a barrel that make the decision for what happens in city council and what takes place in our mayor's office and other places of government in our city. I say it's time that we as a nation on the local level, state level, and the national level take our nation back, that we the people need to stand and say, we're going to be followers of the Constitution. We're going to obey what the Scripture says and honor God in our lives. You see, it's evident in the Scripture. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1, 2, 3, and 4 starts out with the fact that there shall be perilous times in the last days. We're living in those perilous times. That word perilous means dangerous, dark, devastating, difficult. We're living in those days. May I remind us, for the believer, for me and you, if you're listening today and you've said yes to Jesus Christ, I put you in that category. We as believers will suddenly be snatched out of this old world. It's called the rapture of the church. And we're watching in our nation these last days of perilous times where the morals and the ethics and the values that once were precious to all Americans are being disenfranchised, disintegrated, and dissed, as the world calls it. May I remind us, our politicians and the globalist power brokers want no morals, no ethics, no Christians, no liberty, no freedom, no borders, no guns, for the totality of American society. I don't know about you folks, but listen, I'm sick and tired of hearing these folks in Washington, starting with Barack Hussein Obama and some of his puppets in the House and the Senate, that always saying, well, look at all other nations. Bernie Sanders said on 6:30 News this morning on Fox News, he said, it's a shame that America is different from all other nations. All other nations provide free health care. All other nations provide free education, high school and right on through college level. And that's what we ought to have as Americans. I'm sitting there screaming at the television, who's going to pay for it? Who's going to pay for it? Look at Argentina today. They're bankrupt. Look at the citizens of Argentina today. They have nothing. They're warring against their own government today because they have no bread, no food, no sustenance for life and living because they've been dependent on the government all of these years. We're looking at a nation that's adrift as Americans today. You can call us at 904-401-1413 to join in the discussion. Recently, our Attorney General, by the way, Loretta Lynch, said, and may I simply state what she said. She's talking about the jihadists, the Islamic jihadists. No such thing, by the way, folks, as a radical Muslim. You're either Muslim or not. It's like saying a radical Christian. You're either Christian or not. It's like saying a radical lost person. You're either lost or not. You're either saved or you're lost. You're either a Muslim or you're not a Muslim. You're either a Christian or you're not a Christian. No such thing as being a radical Christian, a radical Muslim, a radical anything. It is a fact that if you study the Quran, and I've done that for many, many, many years, I teach it in world religions, and I can tell you that the Quran is the most wicked, evil, demonic, damnable book that's ever been placed in print and on the globe. And anybody that follows that book will want to kill you and kill me unless we submit to Islam. So Islam is a dangerous, denigrative religion. And may I remind us that Loretta Lynch said in dealing with the Islamic jihadists, we just need to better understand them. We need to have compassion on them, and we need to love them. Now, that sounds ooey-gooey. That sounds, forgive my vernacular, that sounds so, if you please, much in the realm of what is called God talk. That we need to love everybody, embrace everybody, let's just lock arms and have a come by y'all moment. Well, listen very carefully. If you study the scripture, you don't find that mentality and that mindset in the Word of God. In fact, we could go to and take a hour or two in studying 1 Samuel chapter 17. There's not but 58 verses in that text, if you will, in that chapter, 1 Samuel chapter 17. And in that you find the story of David. David, the young shepherd boy. David, the one that slew Goliath. Goliath stood on the mountainside and looked across the valley and cursed God and screamed out at the Israelites and demanded that they send someone that he could defeat, that he could destroy. In fact, in the ninth verse, he said, "If he be able to fight with me and kill me, then will we be his servants. But if I prevail," this is Goliath, "against him and kill him, then shall you be our servants and serve us." And that's the hue and cry, if you would take the illustration in 1 Samuel chapter 17 of David and Goliath. That's what we hear the Islamics saying today, that we are here to kill you, to destroy you, and there's not anything that you can do about it. Well, David picked up five smooth stones. Someone said in the study of the 17th chapter of 1 Samuel, why did he need five stones? It took only one to kill Goliath. Well, someone made the little remark in pun. Maybe he knew Goliath had four brothers. We don't know. But he picked up five smooth stones and put one of those stones in the sling. And he flung that stone and hit Goliath right in the forehead, killed him. He stood on the man's body, took his Goliath's own sword, and cut his head off. May I remind us, David didn't approach Goliath and say, "Man, I really want to understand you better. Man, I really have compassion for you. And Goliath, I really want you to know I love you." David didn't fight a battle on that basis. We have war that's been declared against America and all Americans by the Islamic jihadists. It's time that we put people in the White House. It's time we put people in the state houses. It's time we put people in City Hall and in the Board of Education and otherwise that is willing to take a stand for our Constitution, our liberties, freedom of speech, and religious liberties. By the way, a couple of subjects that we'll deal with next week during our daily broadcast. We're going to look at the origin of marriage. Was it from God or from government? Was it man and woman? Or was it the Sodomite Union? When did government start having control over holy matrimony? We'll also look at religious liberties, freedom of religion, freedom of speech. Did you know that if you go on a Veterans Cemetery campus, the Jacksonville Veterans Cemetery, or any of the veterans cemeteries, the Veterans National Cemetery, VA National Cemetery. You know, the philosophy and the mindset is, if you stand and pray that you're on federal property, and therefore you don't have the freedom to articulate the words before God that you want to pray, there's a sense that they can control your religious liberties and freedom of Christian speech. I know firsthand, I've experienced it. We're going to talk about that next week on our broadcast. I pray that you will tune in next week. But in the interim, as we're discussing today, that which Loretta Lynch said about having understanding and compassion and love for the Islamic jihadist. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say this very succinctly and yet very directly. It's time that we stop the insanity that's taking place in our nation. And it starts right here at home. It starts right here in our city. It starts right here with City Hall, with City Council, 19 elected City Council members, and the 7 elected school board members. We have one board slot that's available that's vacant now. Jason Fisher's decided he's going to run for the State House. I just made a little marginal notes on my thinking. Jason is going to run, or is running for Charles McBurney's seat, the District 16. My prayer is that he will do more in the State House if he's elected than he did on the school board. We have now some of the things that could have been controlled on the school board and its liberal, evil wickedness that's allowed to take place with Dr. Vitti, and his mindset that we need to comply with Obama's edict, the empirical edict out of Washington that says that we need to have open bathrooms, open locker rooms. Our precious children, boys and girls that God's given us, daughters, sons and daughters, grandkids that God's given us that are precious in God's sight. In fact, in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 6, I want to take just a moment out of my dialogue simply to read a passage in verse 6 of Matthew 18. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. That's how God sees our little ones. And the word there that would offend, it comes to the little Greek word scandalon, means to cause to stumble and fall. And yet Dr. Vitti, on his own volition, an unelected bureaucrat, made the decision that our school board and the school board has in lockstep followed what Dr. Vitti has said. I say to you, call the school board, each and every one of the school board members, and talk with the school board members. We've got Cheryl Grimes, Scott Shine, Ashley Smith Juarez, Paul Wright, Connie Hall, Becky Couch. Call them. Their phone numbers are listed online. Call them. Dare them to continue to do what they're doing. Let them know if you continue to allow this open bathroom, open shower, open locker room philosophy to stand, we're going to vote you out of office. And require that they put pressure that Dr. Vitti resign. If he doesn't resign, he needs to be fired. I say to him, I say to anyone that's in contact with him, I am openly willing to have a public debate, a televised debate with Dr. Vitti about this open bathroom edict, the morals and the ethics and the merits of following that ungodly, unholy regulation or guideline. Do you realize? If you send your kids to the governmentally controlled school that's better known as a public school system, if they're in public school, these little boys and little girls, the mindset is with the open bathroom, especially dealing with the ladies' bathroom, the ladies' shower rooms, the ladies' locker rooms, for the sports meetings, for the sports games, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that it's okay for a male to walk in and shower with them, to walk in and peep, if you will, over the shower stall or over the bathroom stall and watch our videotape. I am excited to see what's happening with the Target stores. I haven't shopped at Target for almost 15 years. An ungodly, wicked, unholy organization that wants to accept Christian dollars but deny God and reject God, reject Christmas carols and saying Merry Christmas during Christmas time. And now with the open bathroom bill that they have, open bathroom scenario that they have put into place, they've had 28 cases where men have walked in and tried to videotape or to harm young ladies as young as 14, 15, 16 years of age in the dressing rooms and the showers. Because we have an ongoing boycott today, the stock has dropped $1.3 billion for the Target stock. I say, God, let it continue to drop. Let them close their doors unless they're willing to reverse that policy. And for everyone, ladies and gentlemen, for everyone that's listening to me today, you might say that's a wild preacher that's just ranting. No, I'm passionate about the issue because I see our nation being swallowed up, our homes and our values and our morals and ethics being absolutely destroyed. And if the home is destroyed, our nation is gone without any ability to bring it back. May I remind us, we need to take a stand and say no, no, no to any open bathroom policy. No, no, no to any expanded HRO through our city hall and through the city government and the city council members. Let me also remind you, and you can call in and participate. You can disagree with me if you want to, as long as it's not disagreeable. You can have your input and say so. You can have your question. Be delighted to honor that question, 904-401-1413. Let me say to you and invite you on July the 3rd here at First Conservative Baptist Church, we're going to celebrate our Independence Day, July the 3rd. We'll have a gospel quartet. The Grove Family Singers will be singing gospel music It won't be the rock and roll stuff, folks. It's the old gospel music that honors God, that God's word can permeate your heart through the listening and the participation of the wonderful songs of yesteryear. Patrick Henry's reenactment of his 22-minute speech that includes the words, "Give me liberty or give me death." It will be worth your time just to hear Patrick Henry's reenactment speech. Worth your time to come. That's at 10 o'clock on July the 3rd at First Conservative Baptist Church. We're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of 295, 3 blocks south of Greenland Loretta Road intersection. May I remind you also, Conservative Theological University, our university, is sponsoring a seminar. It's on church security. Church security. And the church security seminar is something that I say to, if you're a church leader, if you're a deacon, Sunday school teacher, a pastor, associate pastor, you're involved in your church security at your church now, you need to be involved. Churches are generally unarmed. Churches are generally trusting everybody. In fact, many of the churches that's in the airways that we're speaking to even now, many of your churches do not even lock your doors of your buildings during the course of the week. Several years ago, an intruder went in and just wanted a drink of water. The secretary on the west side, the secretary said, "Come on in." He ultimately, after the third week in a row of doing that, beat her half to death, raped her, took her car keys, stole her car, and left. May I remind us, churches are soft targets, open targets for the terrorist and the mentally challenged and the person seeking revenge against the pastor because of something he's preached or taught or said from the pulpit. May I remind you, that is on July the 22nd and 23rd. It's a Friday night at 6:30 to 9:30, all day on Saturday, 9 to 5 o'clock. Our students that are involved for academic enrollment are also here. You're invited to come. The seminar is about 10 hours of lecture. You can enroll by calling 1-800-GO-BIBLE or go online to conservative.edu, and we'll have the online registration form there for you. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Let us know who you are. We can send the material to you by email or by regular snail mail, but I encourage you to participate. It's urgent in the day in which we live. The churches recognize that we are, in fact, open targets for all of those out there that want to hurt, harm, tear down, and destroy God's work in God's people. It's time that we realize that and do something that would prevent it. One recent case was where someone walked down the aisle at invitation time and had a pistol in his pocket, pulled it out, and shot the pastor point blank right there in front of the congregation at the invitation time of a service. We're talking about a wicked, evil society today. May I remind us of the July the 3rd, that is the Independence Day celebration, First Conservative Baptist Church. You're invited at 10 o'clock. And then the seminar on church security, July the 22nd, the 23rd, for First Conservative Baptist Church here, hosting it for the Conservative Theological University. And want to invite you this Sunday to worship with us at First Conservative Baptist Church. There are folks that I've had to ask this question, and let me just briefly take a moment in these final moments to talk with us about it. Some have said, well, what does it mean, Conservative Baptist Church? Well, we're not ashamed of the word Baptist. Someone said, well, you're Baptist. I said, no, we're Bible. We just happen to be Baptist that believes the Bible. Conservative simply means we believe in the literal six-day creation. We believe in the literal universal flood. We believe in the inerrancy of the Word of God. We believe that Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh, died on the cross, shed his rich red royal blood for your sins and for mine, and on the third was buried, and on the third day rose again, having victory over sin, death, and the grave, and is coming again to receive us unto himself, that where he is, there we may be also. We believe the Word of God. God said it, that settles it, and there's no in between. We believe in the traditional gospel music. And I don't say this to offend anybody. We don't have rock and roll music in our church. We don't have this rock and roll that you can't understand one thing that said, all you can hear is the backbeat of the drum, and you can't hear one thing that said that's supposed to be Jesus music. We don't adhere to that. We believe in the traditional gospel hymns being sung to the praise and honor and glory of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We believe in expository verse-by-verse preaching from the Word of God. What does God's Word say in context? We believe that it's important for us to study the Word, know the Word, and let the Word of God literally permeate our hearts. And so we invite you to come and be with us for that. We're seeing our freedoms absolutely shredded, dismantled on a daily basis. One of the things that comes to mind, perhaps you heard it on the news. It's been very, very low profile. But there was a man, a 33-year veteran, retired veteran, that had been asked by one of his veteran friends to do a statement at a memorial service. And as he did so, he simply was standing and presenting some thoughts. And in doing so, he used the religious script, i.e. he spoke from the scripture, and used the word God. Use the word God. And as he did, this retired 33-year retired veteran of the Air Force was forcibly dragged out away from the retirement ceremony. It was a memorial service for the retiree, the friend of his that was retiring. They were having the flag folding speech, and his speech included the word God. And as a result of that, he was forcibly, visibly dragged out of that service because he used the word God. Well, the Pentagon says we're going to investigate, and I've made the statement we are seeing more and more indication of the government enforcing its rules and its rights against the word of God and taking away the religious liberties and the religious freedom of God-fearing, Christ-honoring Christians. May I remind us, next week we're going to deal with that in some of our broadcasts. And by the way, the broadcast, we're on live. It's question and answer. You have the right to ask questions and listen to the broadcast, participate with your thoughts. We're going to deal with religious liberties. What about freedom of religion, freedom of speech? Can you stand and pray in Jesus' name publicly? Many of the politically correct crowd, even among some Christians, say that we ought not to do that. It might offend someone. Listen, I grew up on the farm. I grew up in the country. I grew up where they had horse shows, and when they have a horse show, it didn't offend the donkeys. We didn't hear donkeys saying you got to have stop having horse shows because we're offended by the horses, and yet that's what we have in the society today. So may I encourage us to keep on standing, take a stand, be salt and light, be seen, be heard. Do not go into the closet because someone says that you're wrong in honoring God. The religious liberty and our constitutional rights are on the forefront of what we need to see and understand. I'm delighted that you've joined in every day this week, Monday through Friday, 5 o'clock till 5:30. And I pray that you will have a wonderful weekend, a blessed time in services on Sunday. And again, as a final note, let me invite you to participate with us. 9:30 on Sunday morning is Bible study, Sunday school time at 10:45, the morning worship at First Conservative Baptist Church. You're invited, and we expect to see you, and we praise God for you. Keep on keeping on in honoring the Lord until we meet on the air next week. God bless you, and have a great day.
Let's Face the Issues, 5 p.m. Monday through Friday by Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University of Jacksonville, Florida. Dr. Youngblood, a biblical scholar and conservative theologian, deals with a variety of social, political, and moral issues, yet all biblical issues from a central biblicist's point of view. This call-in question and answer broadcast will provide you, the listener, with answers to questions that others have avoided. Remember, God's Word, the Bible, gives us the answers to life's questions and issues. Some of the issues we will address, allowing you, the listener, to call in and ask and respond to, are as follows. The dangers of Islam in America and around the world. What about abortion? The sin of homosexuality? Jacksonville and other cities facing the debate over open bathroom laws. Is Jesus really God? Could Jesus sin? The Second Amendment and the Christian? What about the coming Antichrist? Will America face war with Russia? How does Israel fit into prophecy? What is the real mark of the beast? 666. And multitudes of issues and topics. You're invited to tune in every day, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. to listen to Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.